We are bringing the midday workout to a close. But before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
And today, one quick thing. Let's prayers up to John Singleton. He had a minor stroke this weekend. Mm. Those of you who don't know, he directed Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, Higher Learning, mm-hmm. Baby Boy. He gave us Jody. He gave us Jody and Yvette, y'all. more currently, he does Snowfall on FX. So the family's asking for privacy. The last thing we heard, he was in intensive care. But again, the stroke was minor. So hopefully he's going to be all right. Chris Brown and Nicki Minaj, they're going on tour together this summer. My question is, who was the headliner? Like, how do you pick who headlining? Like, what?
Breezy.
Agreed.
I mean, he definitely got more performing elements because he can get his ass off.
Breezy.
All right. So anyway, so we already know that Nicki, she postponed her North American, the leg of the tour that she was supposed to do with Future, and like they never even rescheduled that. So she's just dipping on. I don't know. I'm assuming people bought tickets. I don't know how that's working.
Which brings me back to my point.
Breezy's the headliner. Okay. No, you're probably right. So anyway, we didn't talk about this, but Nicki got rid of her management a few days ago too.
What?
And they said it. I know. They said it was. She's been with them the majority of her career. They said it was amicable and mutual. We don't have any details, but I know there's been a lot of things that have been kind of faulty this past year with her, like postponing tours, sound issues. Like, it's a lot of things going on, so I don't know. You think she's going to let her man be her manager?
I repeat.
I don't know.
Crazy.
Take a page out of Aunt Wendy's book and Mary J. and Bum Do Eyes. Don't let your man manage you. Nicki, please don't do it. Find somebody else. Please. Thank you. Do what you got to do, but don't do that. All right, so Jussie Smollett, his older brother, JoJo Smollett, they got a thing with them J's over there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he wrote an essay for BET about Jussie's situation. Oh, he says that Jussie is suffering from post-trauma. He said that he's seen him wake up from night terrors after the assault. Mm. Was you in the bed with him? Like, when you just laying with him, like, waiting for him to wake up? Like, were you trying to be there? I'm just instigating. It is what it is. So anyway, he also listed a lot of things that Jussie's working on, like directing episodes, owning his own masters for music, developing films, Broadway, Alvin Ailey autobiography, a lot of things. He said all that to say that why would he stage his own attack to boost his career because he was already cooking up a lot of things. Here's my thing. Like, first of all,
nobody knew what he was cooking up.
Nobody, we didn't know any
but
of this.
But we now know.
Okay, thank you, JoJo. Thank you, JoJo.
Yeah, thank you.
My thing is, though, if you're innocent, if I'm innocent and I'm accused of something and I got the bread to go long and I'm going long, I'm going to be in court every week, whatever you want to do, I'm getting lawyers out the yin-yang. I don't care. Like, I'm going to prove to y'all that I'm innocent, not just let people think, you know, like, this looks crazy to me, so whatever, that's that. The other thing is, why are y'all still talking about this? We could have been moved on. You see how quickly move on from people's deaths? We could have been moved on from the Jussie Smollett situation, but y'all keep reviving it. Just leave it the hell alone.
Why?
Like, leave it the hell alone. I also see that the brothers who allegedly helped them stage the attack are struggling finding acting jobs, but I don't think that's Jussie's fault, sir. I think that y'all have other issues. I don't think y'all was
y'all
getting gigs before.
Y'all couldn't even act this one out
y'all
properly.
Y'all wasn't getting gigs before, so I don't think y'all gotta get gigs now. So Cardi B, she's been in and out of court for the strip club fight. Remember, in October, she was arrested and booked for assault and reckless endangerment for allegedly ordering the attack on the two bartenders because one of them allegedly slept with Offset.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so she went to court on Friday and they offered her a deal to plead guilty to a misdemeanor and get a conditional discharge. She wouldn't get any jail time, but she would have to stay out of trouble. She rejected that without even knowing how long she had to stay out of trouble for. Sis said, if I want to bang, chitty bang, I'm a bang, chitty bang. Y'all got me messed up. So lastly, speaking of court situations, YMW Melly, remember he was charged with two counts of first degree murder for shooting two of his friends with one of his friends, and then they staged it to look like a drive-by. So the state of Florida wants the death penalty for him.
Ooh.
They believe that they can prove that Melly killed his friends for financial gain and that it was premeditated.
Vanished!
Yeah, he really might get fried. That's Florida. What?
Oh.
So, yeah, that's
see
it for the
you team. When we see you.
We won't. That's crazy.
Happy travels.
Oh, all right. God. That's it for the tea, though.
With that being said, we got more on the flip side.
Where's he going? To hell?
Exactly. Go happily.
Stupid.
With gasoline draws on.
Okay.
Done.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the big man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.